Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, Quillen Productions and Quillen Entertainment presents Blog Talk, your book for inspiration and information. As always, we broadcast a live from Palm Beach, in the world, Washington, D.C. All the live things that we try to have, and what we do every week, we tell you what the live are. Better relationships with us. As always, we're brought to you by Triple My Five Five. It is springtime, and right now, runners are going out running. It's beautiful weather, and the best place to relax after your job, after your event, is a nice massage from Triple My Five Five. Mobile massage comes to you for your convenience. So, if you're in the District, Maryland, or Virginia, you can call 240-778-5219. You can tweet me at RC44 or go on to Facebook.com/TQMind. And once again, Tranquil Mind by Rod, Massage and Wellness. And today, this week, we are in the spring cleaning. Thank you. I appreciate each and every one of you for listening to this show. The ratings have been unbelievable these past couple months. So I definitely want to thank each and every one of you for coming back and listening to this show. And it is springtime. The weather is getting warmer. It's been a beautiful week here in Washington, D.C. The cherry blossoms were full bloom. Everybody was out in full force just enjoying the atmosphere, the ambiance, and everything that comes with it. But with the spring comes cleaning. So we have to make sure that we are cleaning out certain aspects of our relationship. So today, we're going to discuss the aspects of spring cleaning, from the ones who just don't want to leave and you're just trying to figure out how to clean them out, and from the situations that are still holding you to a point where you're not sure if you want to clean them or not, if you want to make sure you hold on to that particular relationship, that particular aspect of relationships. Spring cleaning is not just about cleaning everything out. It's about seeing what needs to stay and what needs to go. So that's what we're going to talk about today on Blog Talk Radio. Further ado, I'm going to bring Miss Choices on the line. Miss Choices, can you hear me?
Hi, everyone.
And appreciate you coming on the show each and every week here at Love Talk. I'm glad we are back. We had some technical issues the past couple of weeks, but we are going strong right now. But see, people don't want us to talk about the real issues when it comes down to love, so I think that's why they hacked my computer. But it's all good. We are back on the air, so let's get into the spring cleaning. So let's talk about the aspects that we were going to talk about last week. You know, love lockdown, when the situation of when, you know, when you're trying to figure out if the relationship is right for you because the other person has a little bit of issues, and they, you know, they got a little situation that they got to take care of. So, you know, is it something that you need to keep, or is it a situation that you need to clean out your life?
Oh, well, when people be dealing with relationships, you have to kind of pick and choose your battles. Like, figure out what's best for you, and like you say, when you're dealing with certain relationships, such as, don't put it out there, inmate relationship. You know, I think personally it depends on the extent of the bid. But however, are you going to clean out the garbage that you've been dealing with all your life and put your life on hold for this person? Or are they worth leaving them on the shelf for a little while? Because that's what you're doing. So, you know, are you going to be out with the old and with the new, or just keep the old and keep dusting it off and moving it from one side of the shelf to the other side of the shelf? You know, it just depends. Are you really going to truly spring clean, or are you going to really be one of those who be like, I'll save that for later?
And that's a big thing when it comes down to the spring cleaning, because a lot of times we want to hold on to things that, you know, that really we should let go, especially when it comes down to relationships. Sometimes you're in a relationship and you see that things are not going the way they should, but you just don't want to let go of it. You still just want to hold on to it and just kind of say, oh, everything's going to work out. We're going to clean that out, you know. But now we're just going to clean it. Maybe we just, you know, adjust a little bit, move it to a little, you know, to a certain place where, you know, we won't look at it right now, but it's still there.
Mm-hmm. That lingering feeling. And what people do, they get used to things and, you know, you don't want to try anything new, or you're not trying to, you know what I'm saying, be more than what you are. And I think personally it holds people back. And then here you are, you know, you're out here doing, living your life and all that great stuff, but you're living your life on hold. And me personally, I don't think it's fair.
Yeah, I mean, people do that. Oh, shoot, my man gets out in a couple years, so when he gets out, I mean, we're going to get married, we're going to have a family, and, you know, everything's going to work out right, because I know he still loves me, even though he locked up right now. You know, he's got a little situation, so everything's going to work out, though.
You know? Yeah, you want it to be that way. But I would say this, if he's doing 6 months, let's say he's even doing a year, you might be all right. You might be okay. When you get into 2, 3 years, 10 years, all these double-digit numbers, you have to think about the person. They have been confined to an environment for an extended amount of time. Don't get me wrong, their heart may be in the right place, and prison relationships are the best because they tell you everything you want to hear, and then so. However, when he hits pay dirt, smells that fresh air, wake up when he want to wake up, go eat what he want to eat, he or she, women go to prison too, you know, he's going to want to be, he's going to be looking for the explore. He's going to be, yeah, I appreciate Shorty holding me down, yada, yada, yada. She was nice. She made sure she kept my books straight, looked out for my kids. You have the story down pat. However, they start to look between different eyes. They're like, yeah, she don't look as enticing now because Shorty over there in the red dress got my attention. You have to kind of watch it. And I'll tell anyone, if it's not true, if it's not real, you know, you have to know how to look through the facade. You have to know the questions to ask. You have to know the situation to place yourself in. And this dude may have baby mamas, baby daddies, you know, or people that he may not have talked to in 5 years. However, when he see them, the spark flies back. You never know what you're going to get. I think personally that they should, if anyone goes to jail for any extended period of time, come out and say that they have a significant other. Not telling you not to keep your significant other. I may be completely wrong. It may completely work itself out. However, I say give them 12 months. Sometimes, depending on the stint, they might need a couple years. Give them their space. But most people don't do that. They're, oh, you're supposed to be with me, you know, we're this and we're that. You said you was going to do this. I'm not doubting that he's not going to do it, but it may not be this year here, because you're dealing with someone who's been confined and put in, you know, under someone's thumb, and you've been living your life, but your heart is in it because you've made that connection, not doubting how you feel. Not even downplaying it all. Those are some real, true emotions, you know, and it gets deep with it. However, are you that naive to think that because of what you've done, that they're going to reciprocate the way that you're looking for them to? It's kind of like some women say they get married or they get in a relationship, they try to build a man. You can't build a man. A man is who he is. He is who he is, take it or leave it. And you deal with it or you don't, and you can't think you're creating something new. No, stop trying to polish up the, you know what I'm saying, the good china. You know, he may not be a china type of guy. He might like paper plates. you never know. You know, it's just really funny. Some people, you really have to look at stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's definitely true. This is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toilet Productions, Toilet Entertainment. We're talking about spring cleaning and talking about what things to hold on to, what things to remove. Now, we've been talking about those incarcerated. Now, another aspect of relationships get locked down is military. A lot of people don't want to hear this, but military is in that same boat of that person that's incarcerated. You think, oh, shoot, you know, she's going overseas for a couple of years. She's doing a tour in Korea. I'm going to stay here. And trust, I know, you know, when she comes back from Korea, you know, everything's going to be all right. You know, who knows what she was doing in Korea. You know, she's over there with all the different people that's around the world with military bases. You see all the different lights and the excitement of being a whole other aspect of the world. And you think, oh, you know, this might be a great situation. And when she comes back and when he comes back, everything's going to be so much better. But you got to make sure that you're really, truly in a committed relationship, because a lot of times when these military people go overseas, they're doing a whole lot of other stuff than military training.
Yeah, they sure are. I mean, I don't mean no harm, but I'd be a brat. You move, I move. If I can't go, maybe you can't go either. Like, I'm sorry. Because someone, okay, let's just be honest. You take, let's say, you take a dog, you put him in a kennel full of female dogs. Or you take a male dog and put him in a kennel with, you know what I'm saying, or you take a female dog, put a kennel through a male dog, take your pick. Eventually, she may fight a couple of them off. They may fight, they may go at it with a couple of them. But they're going to break eventually. They're going to have a friend. They're going to have somebody there roll around the dirt with, bite on their neck playfully, all that. It happens every day. What do you think is going to happen when you take that man or that woman and you send them to Korea and she's over there, you know what I'm saying, living a life, timing you for 5-10 minutes, and it's back to reality for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, that takes a lot of commitment. I would say this. If you're just in a boyfriend and girlfriend relationship, I would really consider, you know what I'm saying, reevaluating that relationship, because that will make or break you. Depends on how strong your bond is. Some bonds are strong enough to hold it, no doubt. But if you're in a marriage with someone and y'all was married, we knew he was already in the service and she was already in the service, you just got to be prepared for the ride. And I think commitment will definitely come into play. You have to be committed. It has to be 100%. And you may be that 1% out of everybody else. They got to fight off all the dogs. You got to fight all the temptations. You got to just say no. Because if not, you're going to come back home to shambles, because you might be a million miles away, but intuition still comes over, still plays out.
Oh, yeah.
You're gonna know a difference.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely going to see a difference, because they explored the world. You know, they were in Korea, they were in Germany. They were parts of the Middle East that you probably are Greece or Italy, you know, that you never been to. While you're sitting at home on the military base, you're at Fort Bragg thinking, oh, shoot, everything's working out all right. You know, when he come back to the fort, you know, shoot, everything's going to work. We're just like with the person incarcerated. We're going to get married. You know, we're going to have a family. And then next thing you know, as soon as he comes back, then, oh, I got to go back to Germany, or I got to go to Holland. And shoot, believe me, I know the dudes that go to the Netherlands, they typically don't want to come back. You know, and that's what you got to deal with. And, you know, and it's crazy. The stat, 63% of marriages in the military end up in divorce before the first 5 years. That's 1 out of 3. That is crazy when you think about it. And all the situations were the same, saying, oh, yeah, everything's going to work out. He's getting deployed. She's getting deployed. And when he or she comes back, everything's going to be fine. You know, 1 out of 3 chances, it's not going to work out like that.
I've even seen where the couple go. There's a couple in the service. Like they're a couple. They're married. They're both in the service. They both get shipped to the same location, and it still don't work. You just be surprised how being somewhere else, seeing things through different eyes, change people. And like you say, back to the thing, are you going to clean your stuff up or is it time to throw out some trash? Like, what are you going to do? Are you going to shift it around on the shelf? Just deal with it. Just deal with it. I'm going to just take it. I'm going to take it. Or are you going to be like, look, I haven't worn this shirt in 5 years. Or when I wear it, I already know it's too small. It's all garbage. Do will. Hmm. Someone else. Somebody else may be excited for it.
That's a big part. Yeah, sometimes you got to put your relationship in the goodwill. That's a big thing right there. And this is once again love talk. And we're talking about spring cleaning, what to keep, what to get rid of. Also had an email that came in, which was really interesting, how no matter what, this person was in a relationship for a long period of time. You know, she had a child with the person. She moved on in a new relationship. The relationship's really good. But it just seems like, no matter how much she tries to clean that past relationship up, that past relationship just keeps creeping back in. The dude doesn't want to relinquish the fact that they're not together anymore. So she's trying to figure out how to clean that relationship out, and she doesn't know what to do. And that's an interesting topic that I would think a lot of people have, especially when they have children involved.
You got to create that boundary. You have to create the boundary, and sometimes it's necessary. You need a mediator person. You just need, like, okay, you have visitation. All right, but you ain't got to pick them up for me. You know, make sure the bag's packed. Make sure they're where they're supposed to be. And the rule is, if you're not there within the hour, come to get my children, and like my life will go on. Like, if you don't want to be involved and you don't want to have that contact with them, you have to create the barrier. You have to start doing things you probably normally wouldn't do. Mediators probably would be the best thing to keep you and them, you know, from being face-to-face. Because that spark may still be there, but you know that's not a good spark to have. You already know what the downfall is going to be, you know. So get a mediator, maybe change your number, you know, I know you want to have contact with the kids depending on how old your children are, you know, because when they get about 8 or 9 or 10, they can talk for themselves. If you really need to tell something, just tell them. Don't be shysty about it, but, you know, be real about it. And the better their relationship is with their father or their mother, the better your relationship will be with your children, because you don't want to cause friction between them. And just because you don't like them, you don't want your children to see that type of, you know what I'm saying, animosity being shown towards them. That's something that you don't want, because that'll backfire on you. But I would suggest be the most civil person that you can be, but start to put boundaries up, put your walls up, find somebody to be there instead of you being there all the time, until you can get to a point where you can handle being near them or they can handle being near you.
That's the biggest thing, trying to find that balance, because, you like I said, you want to make sure that everything is amicable, at least for the child. However, if you know the relationship is dead, the relationship is dead. So you got to make sure, don't try to bring something back that's already dead. You know, when you're cleaning, doing the spring cleaning, you see something that's just been worn out, beat up. You know you got to throw it out. Don't need to hold on to it. Just let it go. Let it go, put it in the trash, you know, let it get composted, and just leave that behind. A lot of times people try to hang on to something that just isn't worth hanging on to.
Yeah, they people like baggage. People like familiar. Familiar things are easier to deal with. And I just want to shout out one of my Facebook friends. Her name is Lynette Redmond. And I was reading her post the other day. She just posted this about an hour ago, and it says, "You can never cross the ocean unless you have the courage to lose sight of the shore." I thought that was probably the best quote I've read this year. I don't know if it's personal. I don't know if she got it from herself. But either way, kudos to her because that says a lot. You'll never know what you can have until you lose sight of some of the things that you know, saying you need to get rid of. You gotta lose sight of what you're used to seeing.
That's really true. That's really the main factor of cleaning out some of the things in your relationship. Because if you're holding on to it, then all you're going to do is just keep looking back and seeing, man, I don't want to let go of this. You know, I know I should, but I'm just going to hold on to it. And all that does, it creates clutter in your life. It creates clutter in your relationship, not just the relationship that you may have had in the past, but the relationship that you're going to have in the future, because you're just going to add on more clutter. You know, just like, you wash a load of clothes and then say, you just got three more loads just sitting in there. You know, you got to make sure that, all you're doing is piling on more clutter, piling on more of that dirty laundry that you can't get out of your life. And all that does overflows and overruns everything that you're doing, because so much dirty laundry there that you haven't cleaned that it makes it impossible to sustain a strong relationship in the future.
Right. Yep. Because you can't get past the past. When you try to get that new boo in your life and, you're having a moment but you're still bringing up your old boo, it's going to cause a problem. It's going to cause friction. It's going to cause a separation between the two. Because they're going to be like, well, you're right here with me. However, your mind is over here with them. I've been there before in my life. Like, And it's hard to admit until sometimes somebody brings it to your intention, but that's something that you don't want to do to someone else, probably the most hurtful thing, for someone to start to put their all into you and you're giving them 20% because your 80 is somewhere totally different. That I don't think that's fair, and even me, I had to, kick myself in the behind, be like, yo, watch what you say. Watch how you're acting, Or decide, which ended up being the case, decide that maybe this is not where I need to be. Maybe this is not what I thought I wanted. So you got to either keep it or put it out with the goodwill. Somebody else's treasure.
And that's the truth. That once it goes in the goodwill, don't look in that has that. That old shirt that you were holding on to, and like, man, why'd I get rid of that old shirt? I want that back now. Sometimes that happens.
Yeah, sometimes that does happen, or you look at it and be like, well, I used to have that shirt. No, mind your business. Truly, mind your business. You let it go, you gave it up, and go on. You should be excited for that new person now to see that they have, flourished in their life. And if you haven't, that's just totally personal. But as far as the people that you let go and the people that you've dealt with in your life, you already knew, hey, we'll be cool from the distance. It's all right. When they do something for themselves, you should rejoice with them. And a lot of times these days, people are so scornful and so hateful, they don't understand that point. Me personally, I see somebody in my present, my past, doing something well, I am all for you. I am your number one fan. Don't question it. And then when I give you my kudos, I'm not doing it trying to be funny. No, I'm serious. Some people move on, they get married, they have children. Congratulations, beautiful kids. Beautiful wife. Glad your relationship is going well. If there's anything I can do to help, let me know. I'm not a threat. But there are those who, he just with her for this, or, she just over there because of this, and he has that. Don't be like that. Don't do that. You blocking your own blessings while you doing silly stuff like that. Don't like people like that. I hate negative people. I don't care if my car broke down today. It probably saved me from having an accident up the street because it broke down 5 miles this way. I'm good. AAA will come, pick it up, take it to the dealership, get it fixed. Might cost me a penny. Fine. It'll work itself out. People need to be more positive in their lives. I'm telling you, that's why spring cleaning is the most important. Reevaluate your situation, see what you got, see what you don't need, and see what you can do without. Handle your business.
I tell you, that's a big thing. You know, just trying to reorganize. Sometimes cleaning is all about reorganization. A lot of times people get caught up into the aspects of their relationship. I've seen it post after post, time after time, where people get so wrapped up into what all the dirty stuff that in the disorganization that's in their closet, that they lose focus of what they really need to do. They're so tied up into that past relationship. They're tied up into the drama that came from that relationship. Or if they're in a current relationship now, they're so caught up in the day-to-day up and down that it takes away the focus of the long term. And people have got to realize a true relationship is a long term thing. There's going to be some ups, going to be some downs. Some days are going to be really good, certain days it's going to be crap. But you just got to endure that in order to get to where you want to get to in your relationship.
Absolutely. Some days, like you say, some days are going to be the best days of your life. You're going to love them days and remember them days forever. And then there are going to be some days you can be like, I wish I can just torch this day. Poof, ashes, blow it out the window. However, it's all in what you deal with. In any married relationship, you have your ups and downs. But as a pair, as one, you have to know how to work through these things. That's what you married them for, because you said, you know, you're going to go the long haul with them. So when you don't give up so easily, and don't let people or other things come and, you know, mess those things up. Don't get me wrong, even with your significant other, if there's something that you don't like about them that they repeatedly do, have a conversation. Put it out on the table. They may not be aware. You know, sometimes it takes, and don't be negative about it. It can be one day all out of the blue, be like, cereal bowl on the nightstand every single night, and I have to pick it up in the morning. Just letting you know, I can't stand that piece about you. You know, it could be just as simple. Some people have the most littlest things, and they'd be like, well, dang, I never realized I really do leave my cereal bowl on the nightstand every night. And when you walk out in the morning, you do pick it up and take it in the kitchen for me. He might say, well, thank you, baby. You know? Like, oh, it's okay. It's all right. It's all right. Don't worry about it. I got it. It's all in the delivery. You know.
Yeah. You don't want to bust in the door like, why in the hell you still got your cereal bowl on the nightstand if I told you 50,000 times to pick it up and put it in the sink? Nope. Different delivery, different result. So all that's going to do is spark an argument.
Yes. And then that argument is going to last 4 weeks, and you're going to realize a month later that you've been mad for a whole month behind what? A cereal bowl. Congratulations, you lost your husband due to a cereal bowl.
It happens too often, and people just kind of graduate to saying, oh, if I can't win all the arguments, I don't want an argument at all. And that's the worst thing to do. You know, this is Love Talk Blog Talk Radio, Tone Productions, Tone Entertainment. We only got a few seconds left, and just want Ms. Choices to let people know how they can get in contact with her.
You can reach me on Facebook at It Might Be About You, which is my blog. You can leave your comments or information you want to hear about. You can also reach me at Choices Brown on Facebook, or you can reach out to me on Twitter at Ms. Choices 1, and that's Choices with a Z, Ms. with a Z.
That's right. And this is Mr. Ross TV right here. Hopefully, wherever you are, you're feeling the same type of sunny, hot, beautiful evening that we're feeling right here in Washington, D.C. Cherry blossoms are in full effect. And hopefully, I'm going to post on Facebook this weekend some of the highlights from the Earth Day celebration. There's going to be a lot of artists, Usher, Common. So I'm going to try to see what I can do to try to get some of those pictures out there from the concert. And hopefully, if I can get my press pass straight, I'll try to get an interview or two in, too. But I won't put my mouth on it yet. But I'm going to see what I can do. But This is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toy Night Productions, Toy Entertainment. Once again, thank you each and every day for listening to this show. And until next time, we'll talk.